Good afternoon, this is John.
Hi, John. It's Sam again from Penguin Book Writers. I am good to go. If you're ready, we can review the manuscript together. I got page 101 open.
Okay, so let me go back to the there. Let's see. Yep, page 101. You saw my account number, U of M account number.
Okay, let me see.
466-46611.
I'm trying to find that here. Okay, email address. It's in the screenshot, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And it says from what I was looking at, it was on page 101.
I'm looking at page 101, and it is an email. And it says Ted Victor Club, Victor
yes.
Sub.
Yep. Yep.
That one. Okay. Is it in the first paragraph? Let me check.
If you scroll down, I think there's how many? No, it's in the, well, it's in the big paragraph, whatever it is. I can't tell.
Yeah. The second paragraph. Let me check. Okay.
You see it?
Right. I will be in Afghanistan. You get 2 weeks. You get a 2-week leave when you're overseas in a combat zone. And
yeah, I don't need to. No, yeah, I don't need you to read it. I just need you to find my account number and my alumni association number.
I see that. Yes, it's in the second last line. Sorry about that. Got it.
That's all right.
Okay, so we need to remove that. It says CUST period hash 46611. That needs to go. And your
customer number.
Association number. Okay, perfect.
Alumni
All right.
Association, yep.
Okay, got it. All right, next revision?
Page 146.
146. Let me scroll down. Okay, 60. Here it is. Okay, page 146.
Yep. Are you there?
Yep.
So the slide that says July 2011 change of command. That slide has nothing to do with what's above. It should
okay.
be on a completely different page.
Separate page. Got it.
It should be on the next page, which is where the additional pictures and stuff.
Yeah, and there is a space left on that page, so we can definitely accommodate these two on the same page. So this slide will go on page 147, just above the
Perfect.
One that is already there. Gotcha. All right,
yes.
Next change.
Yep, that would be great. Thank you. And then 162 has the... Yep.
Let me find that page. Okay, 162.
Yep. So there's the words July 13th picture with General Petraeus in a text box. That should go on the next page with the picture of him.
Oh, yes, that makes sense. Got it.
Right? Yeah. For some reason, when they were formatting, I mean, I guess they don't know everything when they're going through it, but yeah, that just needs to be with the picture, and then and there's plenty of room for it.
Yep. One more
right.
thing. The picture above that can actually be accommodated on page 161 because there is some space left there after the three pictures that are incorporated on page 161. So technically, we'll be eliminating one blank page from here.
Great.
Okay. All right. Next.
So, but I guess and then if you go to page 205.
Okay. Bear with me. It's going to take
yep.
some time for me to reach there. And all right. Okay. Okay, page 205.
Yep.
Okay.
And there's tell me when you're there. Yep.
Okay. All right, I'm here.
So there's one sentence at the bottom of the page underneath
mm-hmm.
those pictures.
Yep.
That sentence should go on the next page with the story.
Got it.
Yeah, so that sentence had nothing to do with those pictures there. It's
okay.
It identifies mm-hmm. the story on the next page.
Yep, that makes sense.
Yep.
Kai the cleric dead. Oh, you have some pretty interesting stuff in the book. Okay, I'm done with that. Next one,
okay.
please.
Okay. Page 333.
Okay.
I know that'll take you a minute to get there.
Right. Okay. Let me scroll from here so I get there quicker. Okay. I'm on page 280. You said 333?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. I'm on page 329 and here it is. Okay.
Yep. So on 333, there's a title, January 30th,
mm-hmm.
Nawai Baroxai Validation.
I see that.
That should be at the top of page 334.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Okay. Next revision?
Yes. And then if we go to pages 343 to 349,
okay.
We can start with 343.
Okay. 343. Got it?
Yep. So pages 343 to 349, each one of them only has one slide
mm-hmm.
on each page,
mm-hmm.
and there is plenty of room to combine two slides on each page so we could actually get rid of three pages once we're able to combine those slides. Does that make sense?
It does, but what if we try to combine some of the slides, because I see some of them have content in terms of written content, in terms of, the content, obviously. If we make it too small, it might not be, readable. So do we have room to, work and manage that according to the readability of this content?
Oh, of course. And that's what, I was just looking at how big the slides were on the page,
mm-hmm.
on each one of them.
Yep.
And it just looked like if you go from 343 to 344 to 345, all those, it looks like there's the size of each slide is the same.
Right.
And it looks like you can fit two on each page, but maybe I'm wrong.
We'll try that. See, all of this is a little bit technical. It can only be, attained, and we can only have the confirmation once we sit down and actually do it. So some of them we may be able to incorporate two on a page, but for some of them you just need to leave a margin. Just in case if there is like one slide per page, I would recommend the team to, centralize it in the middle of the page so that it doesn't feel like there's something missing, that blank space.
Exactly, yeah, right. If there's only going to be one slide, then center it, right?
Yep. See, for the first one, for example, if I'm looking at 345 and 346, 346 can easily be accommodated on 345 because it's just the tables, and it doesn't have much content that needs to be, clearly readable. So we can actually accommodate
right.
this. But if you look
okay.
at page 347 and 348. I think 348 should actually be maximized because it has a lot of content, and if we try to minimize it and fit it on 347,
oh, no. That's good.
It'll look
yep.
bad. So we can maybe centralize these two pages asked for
okay.
$349 and $350. $350 is
no, it wouldn't be $350. No, stop at $349.
Gotcha.
Stop at $349.
Yep. So this will be centralized.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So
and,
next question.
And then, yeah, and then I actually have $350 and $351. If you can look at both of those together.
I got it. And the images can definitely go up on 350. So that is sorted.
Great. Yep. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you were able to take notes. You were able to, Sam, to take notes on everything we just went over there?
That is correct. And these are not
okay.
major revisions. It's just regarding the alignment and the presentation of some of the pages. And it makes perfect sense. So if we find any other, you know, blank spaces in the book that looks odd or off, you know, which can clearly be identified as if there's something missing, we're going to work on that as well, if it's fine with you.
Of course. Oh, to me, I thought that was just part of the editing processes that they would, yeah, they're not just editing, like, words and,
mm-hmm.
it, but also, you know, the content and format and stuff like that.
Of course. Well, when it comes to formatting, a lot of the authors, many of the authors, in fact, they are very touchy in terms of that. So the teams need to take special attention and take care of this and, you know, not to offend the author. So that's the reason why I asked for your permission. So since you mentioned that,
oh,
it's good
course.
To go. I'm going to ask the team to, you know, give it another review and see if there are any other blank spaces. Obviously, when we are working on these revisions that you just discussed with me, there will be a room for many blank pages. So obviously, the entire book will have to be realigned throughout. So I'm sure the blank spaces will be covered in that.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
And then, yep, Sam, and then you said, is Josh the one working on the social media content, or is that somebody else?
It's a different team. Josh is basically the project manager, and we have teams for all of these tasks. For example, editing team is separate, along with formatting. Then we have a design team that works on any kind of graphics, illustrations, book covers, etc. And then marketing is a completely different department. So I actually have the social media calendar pulled up too. Josh told me that there was some issue with the book cover, right?
So the original book cover, yes. So they fixed the actual book cover,
mm-hmm.
but they didn't update it on the social media content calendar.
Yes, yes. I believe that's what he informed me about. And he told me that it is already sorted, and he also shared with you the revised book cover, the final version of the book cover that will be incorporated in the calendar.
Okay, great. Now, can we go through a couple other things on the social media content calendar?
Of course. I got that open.
Or no.
Yeah, of course. Go ahead.
So where it references the book, Afghanistan,
mm-hmm.
in the caption,
mm-hmm.
when they do the marketing, will
mm-hmm.
they reference the whole book title as opposed to just saying Afghanistan? Because that's not the name of the book, Afghanistan.
No, let me explain how that works. These are hashtags, okay? Hashtags are basically keywords, for example. So if anyone is searching through these keywords, for example, Afghanistan book or individually book.
Oh,
or
no. Hey, Sam,
yeah.
I'm not talking about the hashtags below.
Where
I'm talking about the actual caption.
Let me check. Caption, okay.
You know, there's a caption for each slide that talks about each slide.
I see that. It says here, I highly recommend reading Afghanistan by John E. Hudson. So that's not really the name of the book. That's what you're referring to.
Yeah, I want the whole title in there because it's not Afghanistan.
Yep.
It's Afghanistan, a year in pictures, missions,
mm-hmm.
and news with the Special Operations Command.
Yes, I see that. That's actually the subtitle for the book, right?
Well, it's part
Oh,
of the
no.
book. No, it's the whole, they just made it smaller, but I mean, you can't
Okay.
just have a book called Afghanistan.
Right.
It's the whole title, and I hope they understand that should be the whole title because,
Of course.
yeah, Afghanistan, it doesn't say anything.
I guess they got the wrong assumption, just like me. When I looked at it, I actually assumed that this is probably the subtitle of the book. So thank you for clarifying that. I will ensure that we change this and revise all the captions with the complete title. Okay?
Yeah, and Sam, I hope you don't think I'm being nitpicky. I just
Not
figure
at all.
if this is being marketed, I mean, people are gonna probably be more apt to look at it if they know it's about, if it's about missions and pictures with the Special Operations Command.
John, you're completely
Right?
fine. You don't need to, you don't even need to, point that out. I completely understand, and this is within your package. At the end, John, it's your book and your reputation on the line. So we got to make sure that we are doing everything, according to how you like it and how it should be. So there's no problem with that. And these are just minor changes,
Okay.
very basic changes, so no problem with that. What's the next revision on the social media calendar?
Yes, on the one slide, it says commitment to command special operations.
Do you remember the
It
slide
might be
number?
the third or fourth slide,
Okay, let me
but it says in big capital letters, command, and then right below it, special operations.
Okay. Third one, it says no,
I
not
think
that's not it.
it's with a soldier holding a U.S. flag, kind of up to his face, and it says
Okay.
command.
Okay, yes,
You see that?
that's the fifth slide where the soldier is holding up the
Yeah.
flag. It's on, but
Yep.
it doesn't say command.
What does it say?
It says Afghanistan by John E. Hudson is not just a book, it's an experience, it's a journey
No,
into
no. I'm
reality.
talking about the picture. I'm talking about the
Picture. Okay,
picture.
okay, okay. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, it says a tribute to the sacrifice
Yes.
of the Command Special Operations. Hey, whoever's do editing or whatever, they were obviously never in the military. I let Josh know it's not Command Special Operations, it's Special Operations Command.
Oh, okay. Got it. And they were definitely not in the military. That's the reason why they couldn't pick this up.
No,
To be honest, I couldn't too. So
yeah.
I'm gonna have that fixed. So it's Special Operations Command, right?
Yes. Yep. And it was the same thing in my on the cover and everywhere. I don't know. They just thought they could move that around, but no, it's an actual command in the military. It's called Special Operations Command that the Navy SEALs are in and all the Army Rangers and all the special operators. But it's really important to make that differentiation that
Of course.
it's not command. Yeah. So you got it.
Yep, I got that. All right,
Awesome. And
so what? Yeah,
then
go
just one more. If you go to the last slide,
ahead.
it says wonders.
Yeah, the land of flavors and wonders. It shows some good food and
Yep.
a desert-like place.
So once again, whoever added that was not in the military or they didn't read my book. Afghanistan, when I was there, was a war zone. People aren't going. I'm not writing this book for people to eat Afghan food or anything. It's about a military story. So I had asked Josh to have them please delete everything there. Please delete the slide, the caption, and the hashtag.
That makes sense. So we are eliminating slide 13 altogether, and we will replace that with something relevant.
Yeah, that's what he said he was going to do, but they've yet to do that, so I just wanted to make sure even if they don't replace it or whatever, that, yeah, they can make sure they re- and it's, I mean, it's a nice idea for maybe a book of a different kind, but my book's about, I mean, I was in a war zone for a year, and I'm not, you know, I'm not out to get any Afghan recipes, put any Afghan recipes or, you know,
nobody would be thinking about food at that point of time. It's not a book related to tourism or, you know, a sneak peek in a country, exploring their culture and all of that. It is a war zone, so obviously it would make sense for you to have the slide removed. I agree with you.
Super. Yep, I think, Sam, I think that's it then.
Okay.
And then the there was, I think he said he had made the other changes, or they had made a couple, like they had had U.S. Special Force, but it's really U.S. Special Forces. So I think they've made those other changes, so...
I see that. It says U.S. Special Forces, so that's sorted. What was the
Great.
Other change?
Yep. The other change was slide before. I think that it said it might have been hold on a second, and I'll check for you if you'd like.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just take me just a sec. Yeah, I think that was it. If they did the Special Forces one, then I think they got the other one done too. It was just, I let Josh know anywhere in there, there should never be Command Special Operations. It should always be Special Operations.
Operations Command.
Command.
Yes, I got that noted.
Special Operations.
Yes, and I see two slides which had U.S. U.S. Special Forces, so I see forces there, not force, so that has been fixed.
Good. Fantastic.
Perfect. All right, then, John, I will go ahead and instruct the teams to work on the relevant revisions that we've just discussed. I just wanted to let you know that the alignment and the layout of the book, in other words, the revision for the manuscript, that's going to take some time because the entire book will have to be realigned, okay? However, the PowerPoint will be delivered to you within 24 hours because they are not major changes. We can cater to them. You know,
and then the marketing? Yep. The marketing they're going to be doing before that anyways, correct? Just kind of, right? Is that what they're doing?
Yes. I'm not too sure about the marketing, to be very honest. If you're working in terms of the actual milestones of the marketing campaign, for example, we go with pre-release marketing, then publication, then post-release. Or post-release campaign or post-marketing. If you're working in that sequence, then, of course, this calendar postings will start in the pre-release phase, you know, just before the publication. And once the book is published, then we move into the post-marketing phase. So I can check this and confirm this to you, or I'll convey this to Josh, and then he can clarify, okay?
Fantastic. Hey, thank you so much, Sam.
No worries at all. It was a pleasure talking to you, John. I will reach out to you just in case if Josh is preoccupied or not available. Otherwise, Josh will definitely get back to you, okay?
Super. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.